Hello and welcome to another episode of Badshah. Lucky and I are together again and we're bringing you a very hot topic, very controversial. It is Shakib Ul Hasan, the star Bangladeshi all-rounder banned from cricket. Lucky,
hi.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Great weather outside, snow's coming down.
Yeah.
Hey, not as cold as how ICC treated Shakib.
Who yeah. said that? Unexpected one, this one also.
Extremely unexpected.
Yeah.
Nobody expected. The guy is a total, star. For Bangladesh cricket, he's been the key player for Bangladesh. Did you expect that at all?
Not at all. Yeah, it was not only a nightmare for Bangladeshi people, a fan like us too.
Shakib. Like, so I'm going to go off topic. Let's talk about ICC banning these players for two years. Is there enough education ICC is giving to these players before they can just ban them like that?
The way I look into those, they will call them like 2.44 or something like that. The book has stated that if somebody, like the bookies are contacting you, the only thing is you need to let them know.
Which Shakib did not.
Did not. That is the only difference. That and he, you know what? He realized and he told them that, yes, I was there. He had to clarify it because he did it. He did it wrong. So that is why BCB had to take a decision like, yes, no matter what, the country is first, right? So yes, if player is doing that wrong, then he has to go for it.
Let's go back. 2 years is very harsh. Is it very harsh? Because Steve Smith and Dave Warner, take Australia for example, and it's a hot controversial topic right now. They openly cheat. They're only banned for a year. And they're back in cricket. Shakib Ul Hasan, all he did was not respond. I don't think he responded to those messages. And 2 years, is there some kind of inequality that exists?
That has always been there, right? We have seen it from ages. If you remember, once Jadeja was caught in this.
Yeah.
He was freed, but his character was gone.
His career was gone.
Exactly.
So that Pakistan completely gone.
Exactly. Yeah. So the spot will remain there forever now.
Yeah.
So yes, these 1 years, 2 years, 3 years, these doesn't affect that much. The career will be affected, in the long run.
Big time. Yeah.
And right now, what I was looking at was there were two questions in Bangladesh board selection of the cricket team.
Yeah.
Shakib was openly one of the best all-rounders in the world.
Hands down.
Now, they don't have that. Either go for batsman or go for bowler.
Well, he filled so many gaps. Captain, he was the captain.
Exactly.
He was one of the best fielders. He was the best spinner and he was a great batsman.
So, yes. So, now Bangladesh is affected because of this situation too. How do they go from here now? Are they going to take a batsman with them? Are you going to take a baller with them?
You always have to play two extra players.
Exactly, yes.
So big shoes to fill. So, Shakib is still very young. He's not that old. So, coming back, he's suspended from playing for 1 year. Effectively, he's out for 2 years. 2 years from now, Shakib, he was in his prime form. You saw what he did at the World Cup. 850s, outstanding cricketer, 600 runs. What are we going to see 2 years from now?
Same. I'll go with the passion that he has for cricket. If he is a lover of cricket, he will see what happened with Dave and Smith. And you remember how harsh Smith has come back.
Oh, outstanding.
He's just killing everybody.
As if he never left.
Yes. So he already made a mistake. Shakib already made a mistake. So what he needs to do is now, just forget it. It's done. It's done and dusted for 2 years now. There's nothing left for him. Just focus on coming years.
So I know we're sitting talking about Shakib. I'm going to take this conversation down another path. Pakistan. Mohammad Amir, Mohammad Asif, and Salman Bhatt. Two have never come back.
Yes.
Outstanding baller. Asif used to be one of the most
exactly. Possible. Yes.
Gone. Completely, right? Amir, you've seen, he's not the Amir that he used to be. He's still very effective, but the Amir that used to be in 2009 and 10 was insanely outstanding. No longer that the case. He's not even playing test cricket anymore. Sharjeel Khan.
Yes.
Now Pakistan has allowed him to play club cricket. He was outstanding opener, better than Fakhar Zaman and everybody.
Yes.
What do you think? What's going to happen to Sharjeel Khan when they see these players like Warner and Smith coming back, Amir come back to play? You think these players can think, I still have a future?
Exactly, yes, Salman. The only difference, what I'll say about Amir and when we compare about Sharjeel and Shakib Ul is, Amir is a bowler. So, pace bowler does have a very small lifespan. And the spinners, they can go for 10, 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
because they don't have that
batsman
power. Exactly. So the difference between these two guys is they are totally different.
But like, cricket is moving so fast.
It is. But if you see the past 4 or 5 years, guys who did something wrong, like, you can take it, it was a very big example of Smith and Warner. They came very hard.
Yeah.
They came very hard because they wanted to prove it that, yes, we made a mistake, but we have to cover it only through the game. And they have done it.
Yeah.
Now, against Sri Lanka, David Warner wasn't out.
Yeah,
100 not out, 67 not out, 50 not out.
They're coming back very strong.
Exactly.
So, right, the passion is growing. When you
You already made a mistake. You can take it as a blunder, whatever it is. Forget it now. It's done and dusted. The spot will be there. But to be honest, in coming 2 years, Shakib will come hard.
So
he will have to come hard.
I'm going to go to the board. So Australian Cricket Board, ACB, very professionally handled their comebacks. They won
slowly. Yes, exactly.
Pakistan didn't do that to Rahane.
Oh, yeah. Saman, there is always a difference in these
kind of situations.
Now, Bangladesh has always, from this point of view, they have already directly said, like, no player is beyond the board or the country.
Okay.
So they have directly said it all. So it is now up to them. Like, Salman, we were talking about, like, the board has changed the whole coaching staff, right?
Yeah.
From here, where are they going?
Yeah.
Now, if Shakib is gone for 2 years, now the real Bangladesh will be seen.
He was a star. Yeah,
everywhere, right?
Yeah.
So you can imagine that, are they going to really miss him out in long run for 2 years? 2 years span is someone, it's a big one.
Yeah, and how is he going to come back? That's
exactly
the question I have for the viewers. How is he going to come back?
Yeah.
Is he going to come back strong? Would he be the same Shakib we know of today?
There will be a difference, Salman, because, you know, 2 years from now, he will be playing not big enough, like, the national type in back home.
Yeah.
He cannot play anywhere, right? So either he will be practicing in the sheds or whatever you say. He doesn't have any ICC level recruitment anywhere now.
Exactly.
So that will affect definitely.
And the confidence of the player, like, you see Dave Warner, he used to be very flamboyant. Now he's so subdued. Like, very
it happens, man. The spot, it will remain there.
Yeah.
You see, when we see the matches, or when we talk about it, when there is a topic related to these guys around the world, whoever our players, Australian, Indian, American, whoever, they all come in. They don't let them forget.
No,
so
forget.
It will happen with Shakib.
They get
too. Exactly. So it will happen with Shakib too, but he has to come with his bat and ball, you know.
Yeah. See, I think the only case is Shakib didn't report.
Exactly. That was his biggest mistake.
Yeah, he should have reported.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I think something for all the players, if somebody's approaching you, make sure you report it right away, because ICC is a very tough anti-corruption policy now.
Yeah.
We saw 3 UAE players getting banned.
Exactly.
And
right in front of
very
World Cup, 21 Cup.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think we want to see these players play.
Exactly.
Shakib is a legend in every
definitely
possible way.
Yes.
So it's a very big loss, not just for Bangladesh cricket, but as well as world cricket fans of Bangladesh.
Oh, yes, Salman, yes. It affects, you know, the thing that you never thought of. Once it comes right in front of you that, oh, Shakib too? So now you are used to it because it has happened so many times.
Yeah, we weren't as shocked.
But just definitely give you a shock.
Exactly.
Because, you know, 3 days back, they were arguing with the board.
That's exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
For the vases and all.
Yeah.
And he was the head leader. So there were so many things going on within, you know, Bangladesh board.
That's exactly.
And
it
just comes up with that.
We'll talk about Bangladesh's game against India in a few minutes. So don't go anywhere. Make sure you watch our next video, which is we're going to talk about India versus Bangladesh first T20. Lucky, thank you so much.
No
and
problem.
Hopefully, not more players fall for this, because cricket suffers. World cricket suffers when these.
We fans too suffer, yeah. We never felt it like we have to see these kind of situations. Last year, it happened with those guys. This year,
so 2017 we lost Shahid Khan for Pakistan.
Yeah.
Then we lost. You know,
so in a couple of years, it's happening again and
again. Every year, almost every week.
Almost every 2 years.
No, thank you so much, Lucky. Thank you so much for watching Badshah, and keep liking and sharing our videos. And we'll be back shortly with another video.